The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Ruth Hamilton joins me now. Ruth is the owner of Mamma Mia Restaurant alongside her husband, Clint. Anybody who has spent in any time in and around Hollis Street, for example, may have nipped into Mamma Mia. Certainly that was the last time I was there. Ruth, you're very welcome to the show and thank you so much for speaking to us. Unfortunately, it's with bad news you come to us today because the restaurant is closing down. Is that right?
Yes. Thanks very much for having me on today. And yes, it's actually very heartbreaking news that we have had to close our small family-run business, which has been open since the financial crash in 2009. We were established. We got through like the hard 10 years, but we got through it with the financial crash. COVID came in 2019. We got through that again, another tough time. And then unfortunately then we were hit in 2023 with refugees, asylum seekers tenting right outside our restaurant.
You guys, because just to kind of put it in place, I mentioned Hollis Street. The other thing it's very close to is the International Protection Office, that centre on Mount Street that has become the focus of so much attention in the last couple of years, because it's where we saw this massive proliferation of tents with asylum seekers camping, not just along the street, but then ultimately along the canal in that part of the world. They were moved on. Big, ugly barricades were put up to stop them coming back. And you guys found yourselves stuck in all the middle of this. Is that it?
Yes, that's 100% correct. The IPO office is within a 1 minute walk from Mamma Mia restaurant. So unfortunately, we were stuck in the crosshairs of everything that was going on with the IPO office right beside us. And we were getting the backlash of all the terrible things that were going on, you know. So unfortunately, just the area has completely diminished since 2023. There has been no help from government bodies whatsoever. DCC are just been disgraceful to deal with, you know. I've been emailing them back and forward since 2023, lobbying for the removal of the tents at one stage. Then it's the removal of the barriers, which are still in place over 19 months now. And when they initially were erected, they were only there on a temporary basis. DCC are still trying to chase us for rates fees, which are totaling up to €10,000 for 2024 and 2025, which unfortunately, you know, I don't think it's very fair that they're expecting us to pay that when they have not fulfilled any remit to our business whatsoever over the last 2 years. But it's just with the council, unfortunately, there's no give with them. Like, I have emailed them with suggestions to remove the barriers and replace them with decorative planting, decorative poles.
Yeah.
I even actually set up a meeting with a security firm, Terry McAvaney from Sentinel Security. And we put a proposal plan to DCC for them to take over the area if the barriers were removed. And that was, again, greeted with a no straight away, that it wouldn't be an effective or a deterrent move for DCC to get involved in that.
And the impact of all of this, like, say, the first of all, the tents outside, and I assume all of the kind of cleanliness and hygiene issues that came with it, and then the barriers. And if nobody's been up there, I mean, it is really ugly, the barriers. They're meant to be a temporary thing, the type of thing you'd see around a building site. But then when the houses are built, they disappear. But they've been up there and have remained up there for some time. Is it footfall? Is that what's down then, Ruth? I mean, just kind of the drop-in trade? Or is it, you know, people even booking the restaurant is down because they don't want to go into that part of town anymore? How do you see it impacting you?
Yeah, so, I mean, the impact started to happen, obviously, when the tents were there. So, I mean, that was a massive drop in our business with over 60% down, you know, because of that situation. But then when the tents were moved, the barriers were put up. Unfortunately, when that did happen, it still was a deterrent for the area because people were still nervous to come down. As you said earlier on, it cosmetically, it actually looks really, really bad. They're not maintained. There's rubbish behind them. There's weeds like the height of your head behind some of the barriers. And people, they actually didn't even know if we were still in business, to be honest, because if you go to the top of the road, like, if you look down the street, it actually just looks so bad, and you just would not want to go down there. And some of our regulars that were calling us, they actually didn't even know we were still open, and they were actually nervous to come into the restaurant. Our restaurant is fully windowed, so you can see right out onto the street. So, I mean, people are not going to spend money in an Italian restaurant to look out at that view. You know, it's just, you know, you wouldn't do it yourself, you know.
And
so, unfortunately, the footfall was down. Yeah.
And I'm sure you'd have a relationship with other businesses in that part of the city, and people actually who live there as well. Do they feel the same way?
Do you know what? My heart goes out to the residents of Mount Street. You know, I am involved in the Mount Street area community group, you know, and we have been, you know, lobbying as a team to get the street and the community back to the way it was, you know. But unfortunately, the area has diminished, you know. It's not coming back. There's been no help or support from any government bodies, Dublin City County Council. The street has just been forgotten about. And unfortunately, the residents and the businesses are left to pick up the pieces and try and move on from this. But it's just not feasible any longer for us, unfortunately.
What are you going to do now, Ruth?
Well, unfortunately, as I said, we have been backed into a corner to close our restaurant. But, you know, we have to just take it as it comes and regroup. And hopefully we can get another Mamma Mia's going in a different location further down the line, you know.
Well, listen, we wish you the absolute best of luck with that. We'll keep in touch, Ruth. Thanks a million for joining us and sharing the story. Unfortunate and all as it is, Ruth Hamilton is the owner of Mamma Mia restaurant with her husband, Clint. As I said, you know, lots of you, maybe like me, poke your head in when you're hanging around Holles Street for the inevitable arrival. That's certainly the last time I was there, but very, very few people going, as Ruth says, because of all of the tents initially around the IPO centre and then the barricades and everything, and just the general rundown state of the streetscape in that part of Dublin on foot of all the issues they're dealing with. Brian says, with so many working from home, this is also a major factor in city food businesses' turnover. We can't just blame the iPads for everything. Mamma Mia is an amazing restaurant that has always been full, or was always full rather, before the barriers. They should be given every help to restore their business.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.